Well, I'm very happy with the outcome of yesterday. The Martin Sheen endorsement is really welcome because he's a person who has such credibility. But also I'm very grateful to David Andrews, who's made a personal endorsement of my campaign. David and I did so many things together abroad on human rights issues, trying to get people home from Iraq before the first war. We've been in Gaza. And his late brother Neil, we shared so much about Central America. And then yesterday evening I was at the Unitarian Church talking about soccer and the Aching Heart, and what a wonderful group of young musicians, and Paul Muldoon, and I read poetry and I talked about Galway United. And then on I go today, that is Tuesday, to Moore Street and the Gregory family and Maureen O'Sullivan. And it's just very good to be on the street, out in the public, meeting the people, and in the end I know that's what counts.
Michael D, good luck now.
I have a lovely present for you that's left here for you there with me last week.
Isn't that fabulous?
Isn't it? One for you and one for Joe. Oh.
Well, fair play to you now.
That's from Liam O'Cahy. You know Liam O'Cahy?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
he left
them
here with me for
we
you.
We were up at the match. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
So we left them here.
For all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And the best of luck to you.
Yeah, lovely kiss for
the future. There you are.
The best of luck. They're lovely, aren't
they? There's a world of difference between a handshake and a kiss.
Mind you, don't they look well? I wonder, did they win? They did.
Now you can tell all your customers to vote for Michael D, won't you?
I'm Noel Gregory, the brother of the late Deputy Tony Gregory, who represented Dublin Central and was well admired throughout the country as a national politician. And I'm here today to support the campaign of Michael D Higgins for Áras an Uachtaráin. Michael D is all that is best about public service. His leadership and outspokenness on unpopular issues is almost unparalleled. His experience, erudition and oratorical skills would be invaluable in Áras an Uachtaráin. He has distinguished himself as politician, public servant, polemicist, poet, philosopher, public intellectual, promoter of social justice and human rights, and now he's a prospective president.